extemporaneous talking to an audience in some way that brings to the artist something that goes back to the studio and go back to the imagination. That it seems to me that the space to do research in is in between, is in that frustrated space, in that frustrated state, in that state of anticipation between frustration and adaptation, or between hate and love, between gaining from experience and ungaining from experience. Now, how was I to get... it seemed to me that the only way that I could make my communication to you in a situation like this was to stay with the site-specific and to stay with the moment of the present that would only hint at but not describe the present. That is, whatever happened in Moscou, cet après-midi. I was, by now, as you can see, I realized that you don't have to walk down the street. You can just sit at your television and it'll walk to you. And I began taking images that hinted at the world beyond the television set, but never explained or documented that world. Now, I promised that I would say something about the neurotic aspects of myself that brought me to this site-specific work that I'm doing tonight, this praxis. And I will tell you that there's no getting around it. I'm a fucking masochist. Okay, so a purely and unconscious delusional reading of oneself into an artwork may, notwithstanding, though quite by accident, embody a large element of truth. This may be when the critic and the artwork chance to be functioning at the same level of morbidity and from similar causes. Strikes me as a method that's never been tried. Fictocriticism, that's a good word for it. And here's another aspect of the method. This is a method that works very well in times when possibly it's true, or possibly it's possibly cynical, that the only authentic thing this culture produces, if its citizens are not producing artworks or cultural production, is garbage. Here's the method that I adopted early on, but you see the word bottles is metaphorical. But a lot of artists work that way. If you consider television a street, I think these are my strolling down Queen Street West discoveries. Looking in windows, not quite window shopping. But picking up metaphorical bottles. J. Edgar Hoover. That's Johnny Weissmuller. I don't think it's Lex Barker. I think it looks like Lex Barker, don't you think? No, you don't think, because you weren't born in 1929 like I was. This is the guy who played Tarzan in some of the early movies. This is J. Edgar Hoover, and this is the dress he loaned to Yvonne DiCarlo. Headpiece included. So I was talking about picking up bottles in the street as a method for having talisman or metaphors or evocative fragments from the sites in which we live and as cultural producers, the evocative objects that we assemble and disassemble because we want to have people encounter them and then start their own evocations. This is the artist's and the cultural worker's job today. And it seemed to me that if I'm going to extemporize and experiment and free associate and share my delusions with you, that I am going to expect, I have to believe, I have to trust that not only my hindsight, but your hindsight is what matters after I finish my talking. You know that thing about purely delusional reading of oneself into the artwork? Don't confuse that for projection. It's transference, which is much more complicated than projection. Another tenet of postmodernism. I just wanted to remind you that it's with great ambivalence that I include artworks in my site-specific work because I'm so aghast at the idea that they sink into the role of illustration, and I'm not and I. Is it because I am ambivalent about our media-saturated world and can't believe that the representation of a cultural product can still maintain its activity? Or is it because, since I have the floor, anything on the screen becomes an illustration? I think that is the space in between, the space of frustration, the space of uncertainty, and the space of doubt whether praxis in and of itself is enough. And I want to end with what I learned in Canada, that theory is like a snowman. It's so wonderful and so charming, and it tells you something, and then the sun comes out. So thank you so much for listening to me. Thank you. Sometimes people want to say something or ask something. You don't have to, but if you happen to have a question that you want me to answer, no matter what it is, I'll just wait a second in case someone does want to ask a question. I promise to answer all, no matter what. Or after a brief moment of we could just go home. Yes, Mr. Miller.
Can I catch your practices if I have arthritis?
Only if you take 3 deep breaths. Raise your hands. Yes.
Could you demonstrate the difference between transference and projection?
Demonstrate. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Okay. I'm going to demonstrate it. That black hole makes me think of my mother. Oh, the murder, the engulfment. That terrible black hole. That's projection. Transference. You want to make something of it? Think I'm not an authority? You think I don't know psychoanalysis? Well, I'll tell you, sister. That's transference.
When you used the word technology tonight, what did you include?
What didn't I include?
Yeah.
I didn't include paradox, qualification, ambiguity, ambivalence, interpretation for its own sake, the idea of the subjectified object and the refusal of literality. Okay. I love the silence after so many giggles. Thank you again. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.